at the gym, lift heavy or lift a lot? This is actually the wrong question to ask. A workout is not about what it looks like. First of all, a workout is 5 days a week, and you need to use music correctly. You have to lift to it to enter a dance trance. One beat up, the next beat down. You need songs that will support you. They can't be so fast that you will have to stop. You will need playlists sorted by beats per minute so that you can adjust them, perhaps every couple of hours even. Your first milestone is not how much you lift, but how long you lift. You need to lift for 1 hour non-stop and then keep adding hours. And you should only use dumbbells. It is a full body exercise. It makes muscle isolation and sets and reps look pretty silly. I'm sorry. Sets and reps are probably a myth based on appearance of people getting into exercise, and based on bodybuilders showing off with TV cameras in their face. It could have even been a cameraman that asked someone to do 10 lifts in 3 sets. Left, right, and front. You know, any wrong exercise will have a little bit of truth in it. And whenever you go from couch to gym, you will put on muscles, except that you won't be able to do it again. Fixing sets and reps results in what I am describing here right now. You must always consider results, because it takes 10 to 20 years the wrong way and 12 months the correct way. You should see results monthly. That's just about the speed with which your body heals. If you dial everything in, especially your diet, you will see your results weekly. Your body will just grow. It's what it does. That is what it is for. It is what it's good at. So, once you can jog with dumbbells for 1 hour, you will have most of the endurance needed to lift them non-stop at the gym. If you don't want to jog, you can use an interval timer at the gym. Just measure how long you lift your weights for and how long you need to rest to do it again. Enter the 2 values into the interval timer as workout duration and rest duration. Configure a number of rounds to fill 30 or 60 minutes, whatever you feel comfortable with, and then begin shortening your rest periods until you eliminate them completely. This is the first big milestone, an hour's worth of lifting endurance. Now you can focus on lifting light, but not so light that you can lift more. And you must absolutely avoid lifting so heavy that you are forced to stop. You can diet if you are large, but this will make you tired as you add more hours. Your body needs food and water and a good night's sleep. So, at first, it will look like you lift a lot to the people that just do sets and reps. But as you get into your 20 pounds per hand, those who briefly look at you will see you lifting heavy and say to themselves,
I can lift twice that weight.
But they only lift 30 to 50 times. Starting heavy will cut them off from lifting heavier and, more importantly, from lifting for long enough. You will be lifting thousands of times. That could be where the other myths come from, as in, what's in your water bottle? And you know what? A cola is rather almost well formulated, but you should mix something yourself without all that citric acid. I drink root beer, and it is the bit of sugar that helps me the most. And then after the gym, eat old-school farmer meals. They are configured for endurance and strength. The meat, potato, vegetables, and juice helped a person work hard every day and stay healthy and keep going. Finally, let us not mince words here. Lifting to the beats of songs is called dancing. To get your full body workout, you will need to twist and flex and turn and pretty much dance. Be courageous in your dance, but also dress courageously. Bodybuilding is a quest for health and beauty.